Hebrews 9:27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
The word of the Lord.
Amen.
So we're doing on Sundays, we're doing scripture memory. Mm-hmm. And we want to do these memory verses through a set of verses that will help you in evangelism. You know, it's interesting, Thomas. This mm-hmm. week on the Sermon Talkback, you and I were both guests. Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about like these moments of clarity.
Oh, yeah.
Where you realize, okay, my life's going to end. I'm not self-determined. I'm actually a dependent person. And inevitably in evangelism, you have to get people, whether it's about death, I don't know that you have to like get people to thinking about death, but you have to get people to thinking about their own sin and where sin has left them. Mm-hmm. Sin has left us broken in life, but it's also left us broken in death. And so this is kind of one of those passages that helps you think, okay, look, every man dies. And then every man is judged. If this is true, it's a very sobering and maybe clarifying passage. So what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, this is one of those verses in our uber sensitive culture that automatically kind of makes the hairs on your arm raise up when you hear it or when you read it. But you're exactly right. Just as it appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment, makes me think, have I thought about there is an end? Do I think I'm just the king of my domain? Okay. It gives me pause. And we need to take pause.
Right. Yeah. The way I memorized this verse was just a little simpler. I mean, and again, our hope for these memory verses is not that you know, memorize in the exact way in the ESV. I think I memorized this in the NIV, and I think that just says
too.
It as a statement. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment, or after that comes the judgment. So that may be an easier way to memorize it if you're trying to memorize, because with the, and just as it is appointed, but whatever, however you memorize it, the point is, it is appointed unto man once to die.
That's right.
My dad always said in his preaching, you got a one out of one shot of dying. You know, mm-hmm. unless the Lord returns, you're going to die. You got a one out of one, you know?
That's right.
The old adage, there's only two guarantees in this life, Thomas, death and taxes, right?
That's right.
And death's even more of a guarantee than taxes. And so you're going to die. And then what happens to you when you die? Do you just soul sleep? Do you just end? Or do you actually get square with the God of the universe? You know, it's interesting.
That's right.
Did you watch the curriculum for the group's ministry this week?
I did.
Okay, it's good, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Matthew Middleburg, this was for like last week's group, but Matthew Middleburg led us through a bunch of things. And one of the things he said that really struck me is he talks about the universe exists. Okay, so if the universe exists, how did that happen? And then he said the universe is fine-tuned. Okay, the universe exists and it is fine-tuned. There has to be, you know, a creator and an attuner, right? And of course, we believe that's God. So if there is a creator, if God designed the universe for some purpose, if there's some purpose to the universe, which of course is Christian, we believe, of course, I think everybody should believe. And if there is someone that's tuned that, then he has some sort of expectation of it.
Mm-hmm.
This verse makes a lot of sense.
Makes perfect sense.
That you would have a judgment. There would be someone to say, okay, this is what my design was. And we do this with everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think people when they critique Christianity, they say they're so judgmental. Well, everybody's judging everything all the time. Like, you know, we're always making judgments. That was good. That was bad. That was tasty. That was bland. That was cold. That was hot. We're assessing things all the time. Now, the thing that people can be critical of, and they should be critical of Christians in this, do we judge them by ourselves or do we judge them by, you know, some sort of external and true standard.
Right.
And of course, we can judge things by an external and true standard because there is such a standard. It is the Lord.
Yeah. This is a great verse to memorize. It's super helpful for evangelism. And it's also helpful for me in my personal rhythms to remind myself, one day I will stand before the Lord.
That's it.
And I need to present to him the best life I can in response to the gift of Christ that he's given me in salvation.
It is appointed for man to die once. Mm-hmm. And after that comes the judgment. For Thomas Nelson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.